Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is June the 13th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Psalms, chapters 45 to 51. We glorify God by truly praising Him. We read in Psalms 50 verses 22 and 23 like this. Now consider this, you who forget God, lest I tear you in pieces and there be none to deliver. Whoever offers praise, glorifies me, and to him who orders his conduct aright, I will show the salvation of God. Psalms 50 is the first of 12 Psalms attributed to Asaph. It closes with a warning and a promise. The warning is to those who forget God and is living their lives as if God doesn't matter at all. If they do not repent from their ungodly ways and living, God will pounce on them like a lion and utterly destroy them. But those who come to Him with sacrifices of thanksgiving glorify Him. All who walk in this pathway of obedience will experience God's marvelous deliverances in times of peril. We must realize that true worship does not consist of mere sacrifice, but of sacrifice offered from our lips with thanksgiving from our hearts. God insists on obedience from the wicked hypocrites, or they will meet a fearful end finally. However, God also offers them an opportunity to repent and receive forgiveness as an extension of His grace. God wants to save all, and His warnings are another expression of His mercy. Those who respond by restoring pure worship are saved from impending judgment. Let us note that judgment begins with God's people and not with the lost world. Our external worship is a true index of our hearts. When we are unmindful of God's true character and greatness, we act as if God does not exist, even when we are in the assembly of believers in the middle of a worship service. God has harsh words of condemnation and punishment in this situation when we disregard the very presence of God. Our sincere worship emanating out of our purified hearts are the prime evidence of our true piety, and we will then enjoy God's presence, favor, and salvation. This is how William Temple has defined worship. For to worship is to quicken the conscience by the holiness of God, to feed the mind with the truth of God, to purge the imagination by the beauty of God, to open the heart to the love of God, to devote the will to the purpose of God. We glorify God by truly praising Him. The church is the opposite of a theater. In the church, God is the audience of our worship. What matters most takes place in the heart of a congregation and not on the stage or pulpit. We should never leave a church worship asking, "What did I get out of it?" But rather, "Was God pleased with my worship?" What God wants from us is our praises out of a sincere heart through our lips, resulting in our worship through submission and thanksgiving. As we read in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15 like this, "Therefore by Him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name."